Okay. Stop the virus. We're told by the doctors we need to do everything we can to distance ourselves from each other in order to stop the spread. I mean, how do viruses spread anyway? Well, when you consider bodily fluids, people coughing and sneezing, that from an infected person can spread that virus. It gets into the air, it gets on surfaces that you might touch, and then you touch those things and you touch your face. Close proximity, all of those things can encourage the spread of the virus. And so they say, stop the virus. Now, spiritually speaking, I think we as God's people have to do just the opposite, spiritually speaking. We have to let faith go viral. That has to happen. As God's people, that's a job that we've been given because we have a different perspective. We know that God's in charge. We know that we belong to Him. We know we can trust in Him. We have confidence in Him. We can have an assurance that He's going to be with us no matter what. And in fact, when we think about the promises that He gives us, they're absolutely phenomenal. I think of the ones that are mentioned in Romans chapter 8. Beginning in verse 31, talk about faith going viral. This should be our perspective. What can we say to all these things? You turn on the news and you see all the worry and the fear. What shall we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? In fact, this whole section of Scripture is so encouraging and inspiring. Going on to verse 37, it says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, God's in charge, and we recognize that we can face the challenges of life. He promises that all these things work together for good to those who love God. So put God first. Recognize His promises that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And so we can spread not the coronavirus, but let's let faith go viral. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.